It's 7:04. This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. On January 1st, today, a new law goes into effect protecting reproductive health care. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Last year, Colorado voters approved Amendment 79 that put the right to abortion in the state constitution. It removed a prohibition on using public funds to cover abortion care and ensured state employee health insurance plans cover it. Also, the state will reimburse for it through the state Medicaid program. Here's Jack Teeter with one provider, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains.
Despite what is happening at the federal level, you can come to Planned Parenthood if you have Medicaid. We are taking Medicaid insurance, and starting in January, Medicaid will also cover abortion care.
Opponents of the law called it too extreme for Colorado. It passed with 62% of the vote. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder has launched a 5-year strategy to increase the enrollment of international students. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
This fall, CU Boulder reported a nearly 14% drop in undergraduate international students. Graduate enrollment fell 8%. The decline mirrors trends seen at colleges across the country. University leaders say federal policies have made it harder for students to study in the U.S. That includes stricter visa rules and past travel bans. National groups estimate Colorado has lost more than $10 million as a result. CU Boulder says the goal is a stronger, more connected global campus. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Organizers in Colorado Springs looking to recall Councilman Tom Bailey submitted a petition to the clerk's office earlier this week. If certified, Bailey would have 5 days to resign or face a recall election. Bailey ran largely unopposed in April 2025. The petition says he supported issues his constituents are broadly against and hasn't listened to his district members. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.